From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
It's the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, after months of speculation, Don Imus takes back to the airwaves, and thousands of people all across America, like me, remember why we never listened to him. It's Monday, December 3rd. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's happening literally outside of our back door. They're doing a live broadcast at Town Hall in New York City. Don Imus back on the radio and back on TV, on RFD TV, and not a riveting first hour.
We were all geeked up here, you know. We get
turned
in early, we had the radio going, and then it was like at the stroke of 6 a.m. New York time, turn it on and hear a commercial for Hackensack Medical Group and a newscast and no Don Imus, and then he comes on and sounds really tired and I don't know. I had stuff to listen to in iTunes after that.
Coming up on this show, which will be full of energy and stamina in the morning, politics with our regular guy, Jim Vandehei from Politico.com. You've got Obama leading in Iowa, Mike Huckabee leading in Iowa. Mike Huckabee rumored to be meeting with Dick Morris, but we know about those political rumors. Cats and dogs living together. Jim's going to help us suss it out.
Also, we'll talk to a guy named Henry Abbott. He runs ESPN's NBA blog. It's called True Hoop, and he is launching on a series of interviews with the assistant coaches of the NBA. These are the guys whose names you really don't know and whose work goes kind of underappreciated. He wants to get to the bottom of why they do what they do, and he's going to be here to talk to us about that.
And also, the fastest darn grocery bagger in all of Utah. She's on her way to the national championships in Vegas in February. We'll get her on the line and learn her secrets and what she really thinks about paper or plastic.
Also, the news with Corva Coleman in just a moment. First, though, here's the BPP's big story. Hugo Chavez asked, and the people answered.
Okay, those weren't Venezuelans saying, "Why don't you shut up?" That was the King of Spain addressing Chavez earlier this month. But the voters did express a similar sentiment yesterday when they narrowly defeated a series of constitutional changes that could have extended President Hugo Chavez's grip on power indefinitely. Now, this was the first time in the president's 9 years in office that he experienced an electoral defeat.
Among the changes on the ballot, Chavez had asked voters to extend presidential terms from 6 to 7 years. Okay, modest proposal, it would seem. And to eliminate term limits, maybe not so modest. That would have allowed him to keep running for re-election as long as he lived. His current term, by the way, expires in 2012. Chavez said the final vote was really, really close.
Final de fotografía.
That would be a photo finish in Espanol. And, you know, he was actually right. Voters defeated the two big constitution change measures by a narrow margin. No votes got 50.7% on one measure and 51% on the other.
Now, Nicholas Burns, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, called the results positive, saying, quote, "This was a referendum to make Chavez president for life, and that's not ever a welcome development in a country that wants to be a democracy."
But Chavez pointed to the results as an indication that democracy is working just fine in Venezuela, thank you very much, saying, quote, "There is no dictatorship here." Probably said that in Spanish, actually. He also said he accepts the people's word on
No está dictatorship aquí.
Allison Stewart, impressing me yet again. He did say he accepts the people's word on his constitutional reforms, quote, "for now."
That's the BPP big story. Now here's NPR's Corva Coleman with even more news.